Good morning, this is Mac and Claire with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Victoria Barracks on Brisbane's Petrie Terrace has been deemed unsafe by the Department of Defence, with a recommendation made for the facility to be converted into an art centre and boutique. The barracks, built in 1863, have fallen into disrepair due to a lack of use. The department has confirmed that doing nothing is not an option, due to, quote, current safety risks posed, owing to priority works having not been actioned, end quote. California's former Navy Training Center in San Diego, now the Liberty Arts District, has been examined by the department in considering the future of the barracks.
The woman who stole the identity of the pilot killed in the SeaWorld helicopter tragedy in order to dodge a traffic ticket has had her fine doubled in court. Stephanie Bennett pled guilty to using SeaWorld heli pilot Ash Jenkinson's identity to get out of paying a $1,000 fine for using her phone behind the wheel. Bennett was ordered to pay $2,000 as well as have the conviction recorded, with the presiding judge claiming that her crime had, quote, struck at the heart of the justice system, end quote.
In national news, Australians are being warned to vaccinate their children in preparation for flu season, new data indicating that only 1 in 10 children have received their annual jab. Royal Children's Hospital paediatrician Dr. Anthea Rhodes said that data released yesterday also found 1 in 5 parents aren't planning to vaccinate their kids at all, despite more than 40,000 cases of the flu already recorded this year. She said, quote, the flu vaccine is not a live vaccine. There is no way you can catch the flu from the flu vaccine, end quote.
New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has announced his plans to abolish the Coalition's first home buyer land tax scheme and replace it with increased stamp duty exemptions. The land tax choice, the signature policy of the Perrottet government, eschewed paying stamp duty for first home buyers in exchange for paying a land tax on the property until they sold. Minns' new policy will remove this and improve stamp duty exemptions from $650,000 to $800,000. Minns said that, quote, I understand the stress of purchasing your first home. I want more singles, couples and families realising this dream, end quote.
In international news, New York is sinking under the weight of its skyscrapers, according to a study published in the Earth's Future Journal. The study found that the city was sinking 1 to 2 millimetres each year, largely due to the fact that the combined weight of New York's buildings add up to 750 billion kilograms. Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Long Island showed even more serious signs of subsiding, appearing to sink at an accelerated rate of 2.75 millimeters per year. The New York Panel on Climate Change estimates that New York City's sea level has risen about 1.2 inches per decade, over twice the world's sea level average of 0.5 inches per decade, leading to increased concern of the city becoming inundated in the future.
For your weather today, Brisbane is as cold as a day-old dumpling. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.